It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, Hank, how you doing?
Good morning, Philip. Nice to see you.
Long time no see.
Yeah, we've saw each other 7 days in a row.
Oh, yeah, I think we did.
Yeah, yesterday, just for a short time.
Briefly yesterday, so.
You're working, I'm working.
More than our families, I think. So that's,
well,
yeah.
Well, Dad.
Oh, boy.
How's Mom doing?
Oh, yeah, right. Yes.
Yes. Again, I have a problem.
Had a good time in the Dells, though, the other day with wrestling. And then I stayed over. The granddaughter's birthday party was...
How was that?
It worked out well. Pretty wild.
How did the Tootsies go over?
They wouldn't let me get them out for them because they... They already had enough, way more sweets than they needed.
Did you bring them home?
Yes.
You didn't give them to the grandkids?
I'm going to give them to them in kind of like spread them out a little bit, like maybe one...
How many grandchildren do you have?
Four, but...
I'm going to buy three more bags.
I don't think the boys should probably have them. And the girls...
Why?
Well, they're sweet. They got red dye in them. That was pointed out to me as well. So
June. Our Mom.
Ah, yes. But no, I wasn't... You know, I was going to slip them one, you know, because I give them a little piece of candy once in a while. But like I say, it was a birthday party. They already had cake and everything
else.
But
they're gluten-free.
Oh, probably.
No, they are.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to get the other ones. They're only like six kinds, so
Fruities.
Yeah, they're huge bags.
Made by Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, they're Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah. So
speaking of Fruities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
good time Saturday.
Yeah, they were
congratulations to Ethan Hagee.
Oh yeah, right.
And Mason Schulte and Blake Brickle. Even though they didn't make it, they wrestled well.
Yeah, it was good.
But
good
congratulations to Ethan Hagee going to state.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job. And the young lady from Prairie.
From
was Richland Center. Muller?
Yeah, Madeline Muller.
Madeline Muller. Good job. So.
Yep, we'll have coverage starting on Thursday of that event.
Well, we won't.
Mm-hmm.
WRCO will.
I say we as in WRCO.
Yeah, yeah. Bill.
Bill and his posse. They'll be showing up with dark sunglasses.
I tell you what, dark sunglasses and a bow tie. Do not mess with them, guys.
Oh, well. But, yeah, the granddaughters, they convinced me to play, you know, this and that. Barbies and I'm not sure. There's something they play where I'm their kid and they have to take care of me and, you know, put me in bed and give me a glass of water and all this stuff. And so I just about had it. And then because it was a long session.
Oh, yeah.
About an hour and a half or so. I said, no, Grandpa wants to rest and play something else. And they're like, we'll give you our please face. I mean, your please face. And so they put their hands, cup their hands on their chin and do these like cat eyes, like, oh, like that. I'm like, how can you resist that?
How much longer did you play?
Probably another half hour.
That a boy.
I said to their moms, where did they get that? I saw it on some show, I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
Your please face. Please.
Please.
How do you say no, right? Today, today is National Tortilla Chip Day.
Hey, speaking of tortilla chips, Philip, I wrote a song.
You did?
Yeah, about a tortilla. It was actually a rap.
A rap, yeah. We're off and running. Boo. Yeah, we're off and running.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. That was bad.
Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. It's National Trading Card Day as well. It's World Bartender Day. So salute all the bartenders.
Yeah.
Many of which may not work today. Some establishments are closed on Mondays. So maybe they get the day off.
Yes, yes.
Twin Peaks Day as well. So the TV show.
Oh, the TV show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, did you, besides me calling wrestling, do you have any other jokes that you've found?
I went back to the sixth grade comedy club joke book, you know, and... Do you know what the shortest month is, Hank?
The shortest? May.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It has three letters.
It has three letters.
You were supposed to say February.
And I knew. As soon as you said it, I was like, it's not February.
I'm supposed to correct you. So,
what happened to my pens over here?
You're pretty sharp. I don't know.
Unlike my pencil the other day at wrestling.
Yeah.
You had to sharpen that baby a couple times.
I did. Right.
Anyway, what do you call a man with a shovel?
A worker, a digger.
A dug.
A dug.
What do you call man without a shovel?
I don't know.
Douglas.
Douglas.
What do you call a man with a shovel only in his head?
I give up.
An ambulance.
Oh, boo. I was going to say shovel head.
Poor Doug.
Poor Doug, I tell you. Yeah. Oh, do you know what pencil Shakespeare wrote with?
What pencil Shakespeare wrote with? No.
To be.
To be.
To be or to not be. To be.
Yes.
There you go. Thank you.
Yes.
That went over well at the club.
It did. It's okay. Pretty good, though. That's to be. Well, what, you know what? It's all you, buddy. I mean,
yeah.
Why did the apple stop in the middle of the road?
Because it wanted to make applesauce.
Because it ran out of juice.
It ran out of juice. Oh boy!
Well, they're not very good this week.
We can't promise they're going to get any better, but we'll see after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Hey, Hank.
Yes, sir?
What do you call a group of friends who love math?
Not mine.
Right. Call a group of friends who love math? Algebros.
Algebros.
Hey,
algebros.
What are they saying? I don't remember them saying that at the math competition. You know, I was on the
Were
math
you team. There?
Well, yeah, I was on the math team once. All my algebros.
Well, here's something about spring.
Yes.
We can look forward to.
Yeah, I can't wait.
A guy walks into a pet store and asks for a dozen bees, Philip.
A dozen bees.
A dozen bees. You can go ask Brian Hill down at Walsh's. Yeah. The shopkeeper carefully counts 13 bees into a container.
Really?
Yeah. The guy says, hey, you gave me an extra one. Brian smiles and says, that's a freebie.
Freebie! Oh.
And everybody knows Brian can't count anyway.
Well,
so.
There you go. That'd be a baker's dozen of bees.
A baker's dozen.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, do you have any more?
Not much, but I've got one.
All right, let me give you this one then. This is a job interview. The man goes in for a job interview. The interviewer asks, what would you say is your greatest strength? The man goes, I'm very fast at math.
Huh.
Interviewer goes, okay, what's 14 times 27? Man answers, 39. Interviewer goes, that's not even close. The man goes, yeah, but it was fast.
Yes. What do you want, correct or fast?
He didn't say he was good. No. He just said he was fast.
Oh, well. I'm not a real fan of... hot air dryers. In
bathroom. Oh, really?
Yeah, I like the old towels.
Yeah, do you?
I'm kind of old school on
that. Why is that?
Well, for one reason, sometimes when you hit it, it hurts my ears.
Really?
You know? I guess you're not supposed to put your ears down underneath there.
No.
But anyway, I have a preacher friend who put sanitary hot air hand dryers in the restrooms at his church.
Mm-hmm.
After a couple of weeks, he took them out. And I asked him why. He confessed that they worked fine, but when he went in there, he saw a sign that read, for a sample of this week's sermon, push the button.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
A little hot air coming out of there, yes.
Wow.
Oh, what do you do, Hank? What do you do?
You just keep going, buddy. The farmer and the lawyer. A lawyer's driving through a countryside when he accidentally hits a farmer's rooster. Feeling guilty, he gets out and knocks on the farmer's door and says, I am so sorry, sir. I hit your rooster with my car. Let me replace it. The farmer looks at him for a bit and then the dead rooster and says, well, okay. How good are you at laying eggs?
Yeah. I knew that was coming.
You knew that was coming. Are you ready for the kicker? Is it time?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to get out of the way.
The Jets chuckle kicker.
Your legs are moving. I want to get out of the way here.
All right. A huge flood is coming, and the man refuses to evacuate.
Ah.
A police officer drives by and says, "Sir, you need to leave. The flood water is rising." The man shakes his head and says, "No thanks. God will save me." The waters rise, and soon he's on the porch. A rescue boat comes by. "Get in," the rescuer shouts. The man refuses. "God will save me." The flood gets worse. The man climbs to his roof. A helicopter hovers over, and the rescuer calls out, "Grab the rope." Again, the man refuses and says, "God will save me, Phil." Eventually, the waters rise so high, the man drowns. He arrives in heaven and angrily asks God, "Why didn't you save me?" God sighs and says, "I sent you a cop, a boat, and a helicopter. What more do you want?"
There you go.
Sometimes the signs are right in front of you.
Yeah, you just got to see the signs.
You just got to see the signs.
Yeah, pretty obvious.
Well,
yeah.
I had that one for a couple weeks. I wanted...
It's been festering.
I have another good one, too, if you have time or... This would be me and you.
You don't want to save it all?
No, this is pretty good.
You're using all your material in 1 week. That's all right.
What's up?
Go ahead.
A man goes skydiving for the first time.
Yeah.
He's falling. Now, remember, this is you and me, okay?
Okay.
As he's falling.
So who's falling, you or me?
I am.
Oh, you are. Yeah. Okay.
He pulls the ripcord. Nothing happens. He pulls the emergency chute. Still nothing. I'm scared at this time, Phil.
I bet you are.
Just then, he sees a man flying up towards him. As the man gets closer, Hank yells, "Hey, do you know anything about the parachute?" Phil goes, yells back and goes, "Do you know anything about gas stoves?"
Yes. Oh, sad but true.
And it is. Well, what a way to meet.
It would be, yeah. On the way up, the other one on the way down.
Yep. You soon will be following me. Anyway, right. Young man, have a good day. Everybody be kind.